You're listening to SBS News.
First-time voter Andrew Colvin is 21 years old and studying business in Florida. Unlike many of his friends, he's a stalwart Republican voter supporting US President Donald Trump. He says his political views are partly a result of his upbringing.
So I was raised in a very, I guess you say, free-thinking family. My mother was born in West Florida, which has naturally been a very red or Republican state. My dad, he's a little bit more moderate. My mother and I, we think very, very alike.
For New Yorker Ada Lee, the experience of her immigrant parents has led her to change from being a Democrat voter to being a Republican supporter.
I always had a positive feeling about America. You know, my parents are immigrants. They came here with nothing from communist China and worked multiple jobs just to make a life for themselves and help raise their family.
The 26-year-old says in light of her parents' achievements, she doesn't believe circumstances are as bad as the Democrats suggest. She says she used to be one of those protesting in the streets against the Trump administration, but then she became concerned at what she saw as the inflexible attitudes of the protesters.
I was part of that group that was angry. I thought he was this racist, sexist person. And I was also in the streets, honestly, protesting, you know, not my president. And then I saw all those people around me and I saw how genuinely angry they were. And I started to wonder, why am I so angry? What is the big deal about this?
Ms. Lee's move towards republicanism is against the trend for many American Asian voters. President Trump's repeated use of terms such as Kung Flu and China virus in reference to the pandemic has upset many. And a survey in September revealed nearly twice as many American Asian voters were supporting Joe Biden than Donald Trump. But like many Republican supporters, Ms. Lee's Christian faith is an important factor in how she decided to vote.
The largest thing for me is that I learned about my faith is how important it is to see people as individuals. So just this narrative that's being pushed right now by a lot of the Democrat Party, it's saying that we're a victim and we're always going to be oppressed by someone. It's like, no, Jesus died for us to be free. We are free to live our own lives, to make our own choices.
Andrew Colvin feels that freedom to make choices is limited on the college campus where he studies in Florida. He agrees with Ada Lee that the Democrat camp seems angry much of the time and adds that being a Republican makes him an outsider.
I'm a Republican on a college campus, and it's really hard to voice that opinion. You know, with Donald Trump, he's not perfect, but you should be able to support the sitting president of the United States. And if I were to post something with a MAGA hat, which is Make America Great, which is his iconic symbol, I would probably get a bunch of hate because these are my friends. I've known them since I was 5 years old. And the fact that I make one statement and they see me as a bad guy, it doesn't represent what, you know, coming together as one people under one flag really represents.
It's not just young Republicans who keep their political affiliations quiet. Dixie Andelin Forsyth describes herself as a traditional woman, and she is the daughter of Helen Andelin, who founded the fascinating womanhood movement espousing traditional values. She says in her neighborhood, Republican voters don't say much.
The politics of this area, most of the Midwest, is mixed, but people tend to be more traditional in terms of they value family, freedom of religion. And I see Biden signs in our neighborhood. I don't see Trump signs, but I think it's because Trump supporters are more careful. They don't say anything. They stay quiet.
For businessman Don Boggs, who also lives in America's Midwest, the decision is partly a business one. He says his experience of Democrats is that they are less business-driven.
Now, I live in a very Democratic blue state, and unfortunately, the business taxes, the unemployment insurance, and everything here is rising at a faster rate than, say, Idaho, where, you know, it's a red state, and they're a lot more business-friendly.
However, one key issue is making Mr. Boggs lean towards Donald Trump, and that's the issue of guns.
Kamala Harris and Biden have both been very adamant that they plan to take guns. And in the United States, you know, we do a lot of hunting, we do a lot of self-protection. Currently, with this mass hysteria of defund the police, unfortunately, it's going to cause more of a need for personal protection. And if I can't protect my family or if the police can't protect my family, you know, it's not a good situation. And that's definitely another one of the values that's very important to me is, you know, the ability to own and protect my family with guns.
However, Mr. Boggs hasn't yet completely made up his mind.
So at this point, I would say I'm still an undecided voter, but I'm still leaning definitely towards Trump.
Andrew Colvin has made his mind up. Like Don Boggs, he's looking to the future, and he's concerned about what he sees.
As a young American going into college, and we'll be graduating in less than 2 years, I'm a little scared for what the future is going to look like. I'm in the middle of a very monumental occasion for a pandemic. I'm worried what the economy will look like. The social movements I do not identify with very well makes me feel like an outsider.
Ada Lee has no doubt about who will be getting her vote.
I will be voting for Trump this election. And moving forward, I just want to be able to continue to speak my truth. And no matter where life takes me, I just want to be true and genuine to myself.
Concerns about the future, an uncertain society, a love for traditional values, worries about individual freedoms, plus law and order, all figure in the decisions of ordinary people from the US. Once the election results are in, it will become clear how much of a factor those concerns were. Alan Lee, SBS News.